Why don't we at home and here, let's thank him that we can really trust him, Lord. You are so trustworthy. You are unchanging. Your word forever settled. Your love forever constant. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. With the message that song holds, and the beauty of its lyrics and its melody, you could just go on singing that. That just keep on singing that. Thank God not only for how it sounds but for what it means. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 12 is the first verse we will read. For as the body is one and has many members, and as you know, most likely Paul is likening, taking the physical body, drawing a parallel to the church, which is typified as a spiritual body. So he said, we have many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one, one body. So also is Christ, or Christ's body, the church. Verse 24, for our comely parts have no need, but God has tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether or when one member suffers, all members suffer with it. Or one member is honored, all the members rejoice with that honoring. Now, you are the body of Christ, and you are members in particular of that body. He talks about there being no schism. He talks about being tempered together. He talks about having the same care one for another and rejoicing and suffering together no matter what comes our way. And with that, there's a theme that I want to use today. There is healing in the body. There is healing in the body. You may be seated. God planned and intended for there to be inherent healing in our bodies. And he intended it for the physical body, and he intended it for this, the church. He actually designed healing into our DNA. Our bodies are created to heal themselves. One man wrote in a book, he said, surely God must love healing since he allows so much of it to occur every day. You cut a finger and it heals itself. A limb breaks and it has the ability to fuse back together. A cold virus is defeated and destroyed by the healing ability within our bodies. Healing goes on all around us and within us. It's a miraculous ability that every person, every body possesses to some degree or another. And he has placed healing power for the physical, for the emotional, and for the spiritual in the church. There is healing power for you physically, for you and I emotionally, and for us spiritually. The church has a designated mandate and mission to bring healing and health and wholeness to both this sick and fallen world and to one another. We need one another in the body of Christ. And I want to go on record as saying this mission is being accomplished, and it will be accomplished, that there will be healing and health brought to this world and amongst the body. All healing originates with the great physician. I know that our body does heal itself, but who created that body? And then there are the miracles of healing that take place. The woman with the issue of blood, it all goes back to him. And the woman with the issue of blood was healed. when she touched the H-E-M of the H-I-M. We need the him in the body. We need the H-I-M in the body. He's here this morning. He's here. That's why healing is here. Emotional healing is here if you need it. Physical healing is here if you need it. Spiritual healing is here if you need it. The him is in the body. And our 2020 vision is let him be seen and be accessible in the body. Let him be accessible through you and your faith. Let him be accessible through your love and your care. Let him be accessible through your faith for the miraculous. And in Jesus' ministry, crowds were drawn to Jesus. There are many scriptures, Matthew 4:24, Matthew 15:13, and it talks about how he healed them, or he healed them all. Jesus wants us to carry on this purpose and this same mission. That is, the hurting, the needy, the outcast are not going to be turned away from APC or any apostolic body. They're going to be coming. They're going to be coming. If they're bound by an addiction and they have that emotional sickness or spiritual sickness, they're going to come. They're going to be drawn to the church like crowds were drawn to Jesus Christ. And there's healing in the body. He wants us to be known as a place of healing, a refuge from hurt and injury, for healing and for restoration. He wants us to be a wholeness clinic where people can regain wholeness and holiness and hope. His divine health plan is a wholeness plan of hope and healing. The church, we must not have a health care crisis. We're not going to exempt anybody. We're going to cover pre-existing conditions. And aren't you thankful that the church covers pre-existing conditions? You can come in with any condition, but there's forgiveness by the power of God. There's the blood of Jesus Christ. He's going to forgive you, and we're going to forgive you. He's going to forgive you, and we're going to forgive you. And here's the mindset that will allow God to work and for us to have healing in the body. We realize that there is the imperfection of life and people. Without that realization, healing cannot happen. If we go around expecting everybody to be perfect and never to make a mistake or never to fail, then we won't be prone to administering an attitude or a spirit or prayers of healing. We know life will not be perfect. People will be imperfect. People will hurt, and people will be hurt. People and life will fail us and will frustrate us at times, and they will falter. But along with that realization that humanity is important or imperfect, it is also important that we have this second part of this mindset, and that is a willingness to heal. We're not going to hold anything over anybody's head. Hallelujah. We're not going to hold anything over and against anybody's life. The doctors use the they use it. I need healing for my tongue. One more time, stethoscope. Praise the Lord, everybody. There's healing in the body. There's forgiveness in the body. There's also laughter in the body. Lord, you see them and get them. Oh, Lord. We need to pick up the spiritual steth. They listen to the heart. They take the time. You know, the doctor can't be on the other side of the room checking my heart with the steth. He can't be on the other side of the room and me laying on the table or sitting in the chair. He's got to be close. He's got to slow down. He's got to care. Someone told one of our staff members just last Sunday, came to them, just poured out their heart a bit. It wasn't a whining story, But they wept as they told the staff member about how this season of time has worn them down. We never want to get an attitude that says, oh, you got to be tougher than that. And it's affected people all kind of different ways these last 8 months. But we've got to have that stethoscope in our hands and stop and listen to the heart. And it may seem minimal to you and I, but it's maximum to them. This past Monday was one of the most different, and I'll just be more transparent than that word, most difficult days that I have experienced. I've lost my mother, and I'll never forget that. And it was a very depth of grief. And I wouldn't say this one was any more or any less. It was just different. We were all packed and loaded to go to fall conference, and we get another call from our sister-in-law, Debbie, and about Roy's condition and a setback. So his life is hanging in the balance. And then I saw the crushing weight on my wife over these last few weeks. And then along with the personal relationship that Roy and I have had. Those things and others mounted together to create a very difficult day. But in the midst of all of that, I sensed the closeness of God and also the closeness of you and you and you and you that had that instrument against your ears and against my life, and you were taking the time to care and to pray and to administer a love that goes beyond earthly realms. Really, I felt the prayers of the wonderful saints of APC and other friends. And it was like an oil that just saturated that day and helped my life and helped my mindset not to be so hard and brittle that it would crack or break underneath the weight of what we were experiencing. I am thankful. I am thankful that there is healing in the body. The great physician, the head doctor of this hospital said, they that are whole do not need a physician, but they that are sick. I thank God for every rejoicing day of healing and health that we have experienced. But along with that, thank God that there is healing in the body when we fit into that category of those who are not whole and those who are in need of healing. And God is administering that healing right now. I'm going to ask you if you would at home in here, would you just agree to the healing waters of God? And that's right, the healing flow of the Lord God to flow in this body. However it is needed, Lord, whether it's physically, whether it's spiritually, whatever it is, mentally or emotionally, whatever is needed, Lord, let your healing flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. I pray in the name of Jesus. That's it, church. Go ahead. Go ahead. Hallelujah. 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 I believe it now, Lord. I trust you. I thank you, O God. 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 Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. You know, when we go to the doctor, we really probably don't care a whole lot. Really, if we're really sick, we don't care a whole lot about the color of the flowers or the color of the wallpaper in their office. Not too much about the desk or the decor that's there. Just, I need for there to be some healing here. I need for there to be some attention here and some care. I feel like God is pausing us this morning to take care and take and pay attention to needs. And maybe he's bringing people to your mind right now. Go ahead and open your mind's thoughts right now and let those people go across your heart and your mind. And as you do, you just go ahead and pray for them right now. We're going to give a little space right here for you to pray. For if there's anybody that you're seeing right now or that you know about right now that needs the healing help of God in any dimension or in any way. Yes, 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 yes. I thank you, O Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Go ahead. In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. This is an order. We've got an appointment this morning. We've got an appointment with the great physician. Yes, we do. You're here, Lord. You're here, Lord. Oh, I thank you, Lord. I thank you. Do it. Do it, God. Do it, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, church. Thank you, church, from wherever you're praying. Go ahead. I just feel a little more intercession right here, a little more burden here. That's right. Go ahead. We're leaving room for you, oh God, to heal. Oh, Dr. Jesus, we want you. Oh, great Jehovah, that said you were the healer of all of our diseases. You said all. You said all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's it. That's it. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Whoever it is that needs it, whether it's physical, whether it's mental, emotional, oh Lord, whether it's relationship. Oh, in the name of the Lord. Oh God, I thank you, Holy Ghost. I thank you, only your Spirit. Only your Spirit can heal, Lord. You're the creator of this body physically and spiritually. And so you are the greatest healer of this body physically and spiritually. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is physical healing possible in and through the body. We still believe, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. We believe those signs will follow. Jesus put it in the body. He paid the price for it. He talks about it in Isaiah 53. And then Jesus exemplified it and ministered it as he went about. One place says, and he healed all that were sick. All that were sick. I've thought of that in many times in terms of, oh, there'd be a great number. But the all means that he didn't miss one category of need. He didn't miss the smallest ache that was in a body, or if the whole body was racked and it was a terminal illness and sickness, he did not miss any of that. He paid the price. He exemplified it. He has ordained that healing be in the body. There is also a rising faith in this house. I want you to pray. God, increase our faith. Help us to accept these gifts that you have put in your body and help us to administer or lay hands on the sick or just pray from a distance and pray for healing to come into the body. We need more healing to take place because there is so much sickness that is going. We need the healing hand of God and it's in the body. Is there anybody willing to be a conduit through which the healing power will flow? That's right. Lift it. God sees it. God sees it. Flow through that, Lord. Flow through in that. Flow in that, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Go ahead. Go ahead. Be a conduit. That's right. Hallelujah. Yes. In the name of the Lord, there's healing in your body. There's healing. There's physical healing in your body. Yes. I want to yield to the Holy Ghost here, and I want to yield to you. If you yield to the Lord and the Holy Ghost and let him work in you, there's none of us out for some grand prize. We're not out for our name to be known. We just see too much sick and too much hurting in this world. And if God can use us to help somebody, if God can use us to minister to somebody or speak a word to somebody or pray for their sickness, we're not out for the glory. It's his glory. This is all about the great physician. There's a tremendous amount of emotional turmoil, stress, and mental pressure in our world. Common, normal life experiences, if that's what you want to call them, financial pressures and concerns and health diagnoses and family dilemmas, all of those were just life experiences, and they were occurring before March of 2020. But in the last 8 months, added emotional upheaval of an unknown disease that has been all over the map in its tendencies and results and responses. There's been such unsurety about this disease. Should we be in a crowd? Should we go here? I'm worried about my older family members and worried about my friends. There's no doubt that COVID has added to the mental anguish of almost every person. And we're not in denial of that, even as the church of the living God. He said, in this world you will have trouble. But he also added, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome this world. But be of good cheer. There is added mental anguish of almost every person, whether they have contracted the disease or not, or have family members or friends that have. And then added to that in this year of 2020, civil and racial conflicts and challenges. And there's a human tendency in this human frame to take things into our own hands, attempt to solve the problems by our personal inclinations and our personal preferences. And godly wisdom, it seems like, and biblical wisdom for the most part, is not acceptable to many people. It's not an adequate solution in the minds of persons. Or if they even consider it, they consider it after their personal preferences and their personal inclinations. But I want to pause to say here at this point, God and His Word and His wisdom always has been and always will be the answer to any situation. You can find it here in the Word of God. No matter how much emotional pressure there is, go to the Word of God. Let that be your guide mark. Let that be your benchmark. Go to those principles and those values. Just keep fixing your eyes upon the Lord. Many times it's not only the adverse events that get us anxious. It's our thoughts about those events that get us anxious. Our mind engages and tries to take control because we want to bring about the desires that we want to see and the results that we want to see. Sometimes we're determined to make it go our own way. We forget He's in charge. He's in charge. The only remedy for all of this is go and switch from focusing on the problem to focusing on the presence of God. And it's here today, and it's right where you are viewing online. Focus on the Lord's all around you. He is close. He is with us here in the building, but He's with every one of you. He's here today, folks. Focus on the presence of God. We know there's problems, but let's focus on the presence of God. He's a healer. His name is Jesus. He's a provider. He is the healer of every aspect of our life. Don't let the impact of this world shatter your thinking or draw you away from God. When God is central in our thinking, it brings us to that 2020 vision of a view of the circumstances from His perspective. How is God seeing this? God's not worried up in heaven today. He is not wringing His hands. He has great compassion and great care, and He does care about what we are thinking and what we are doing and what we are facing. He cares about that. But He is in charge, and He can administer healing. He can administer healing to our lives. And thank God there is healing, not only for the physical and emotional, but there is healing. Let me, before I move away from the emotional, Philippians 4:8. Philippians 4:8. All those good things, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on those things. That's easy to read, harder to do, we know. But this is an answer right here. This is a remedy right here. That's that word of God that is unalterable and unchanging. And thank God there is healing for our emotions, and there is healing from our sins. There is spiritual healing. Sin is a spiritual sickness. It's a spiritual sickness. And Isaiah in one place said, the whole head is sick. The whole heart is faint. From the sole of the foot to the head, there is nothing in it, only bruises, welts, and raw wounds, he said. He was describing the Old Testament people of God. But I would say that could be an apt description of the world that we are living in. Humanity was spiritually whole and healthy at creation, but Satan infected Adam and Eve, and ever since he has been infecting, and then he got humanity to work on infecting whoever that we can. I'm going to tell you, sin is catching. This COVID stuff, it is tremendously contagious. That's one of the reasons we try to be as careful as possible. It's tremendously contagious. But sin is very contagious. Be careful about your associations. Be cautious about not only who you associate, but what you associate with, what you look at, what you read, what you listen to, what you entertain in your thoughts. It's tremendously contagious. But thank God there's a health plan. It's called the New Birth Health Plan. There is healing in repentance. If you have sin in your life to any dimension, I don't think you're bragging about that, but I want to tell you, don't be bowed down by that either. God will forgive you. God will forgive you of any and all sin. It doesn't matter. He is a forgiving God. There's spiritual healing in baptism as he washes away all the impurity and the imperfection. And there's healing when you receive his precious, holy, pure spirit, free of all virus and impurity. There is spiritual healing in the body. Anybody needs to repent of your sins? You can do it right now. You can do it today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Repentance is a prerequisite to salvation and heaven. You can do that today. You can be healed through repentance. You can be healed by being water baptized in Jesus' name. You can be healed when you are filled with the Spirit of God. And I'll just add this. We know he's a physical healer, but you may have to go to heaven with cancer, but at least you can go to heaven if you're healed spiritually. But then after salvation, we're not immune from temptation, spiritual weariness, and discouragement. I just gave you a couple of examples of those a little earlier. We're immune to those infections if we resist, but we're not exempt or immune from them being around us and trying and attempting to infect us. We do experience spiritual weariness and weakness. I probably don't even need to ask for a show of hands, and I won't. But I would imagine every hand, as we were honest, would go up and say, there have been times when I have experienced spiritual weariness and exhaustion. But there is healing strength from every spiritual sickness. God wants to do this morning. He wants to restore from the weariness. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Who? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We need a healing from fear, or perhaps from loneliness. That person that was talking to the staff member, I'm going to go ahead and tell you what they said. They're single, they live alone, an older single. And many of us have family bubbles that we can associate with, get a hug. But this person very honestly expressed, you know, I haven't been able to feel the touch or the hug of brothers and sisters that I've been used to having, and that has strengthened me so many different times in my life. But there is healing strength for that situation. There's healing strength for discouragement. There's healing strength for fleshly behaviors. You know, when we get to Holy Ghost, we come up out of that water of baptism or walk away from the altar, we still got this to deal with. Ouch. Flesh. Still feel passion, spirit of the Lord's here. They shouldn't have felt that pinch. No, I still got flesh, right? What they said shouldn't have hurt you. You shouldn't have had that thought. We're still flesh. And there's healing. There's healing for fleshly behaviors. There's healing in the body for fleshly failures. Here's what Paul said in Ephesians 4. I want you to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you're called. With lowliness, this is quite a checklist here. If you would look at it, maybe later on in the day, just go through and put a little star by each of those things or make a separate list. Lowliness and meekness with long suffering. That comes from two words put together. It means having a long fuse. That's it, I'm fed up with them. Forbearing one another in love. Endeavoring to do what? Keep the unity of the Spirit. Oh, that ought to be easy. Man, I've served the Lord. And he said, endeavoring. You know what? It is work to stay in unity. Keeping the unity that the Spirit has. He doesn't say the spirit of unity there. He says keeping the unity of the Spirit. The unity that God has. The unity that God sees. In the bond of peace. And verse 32. Be kind one to another. Everybody that sits on my row? No, everybody. Tender hearted. Forgiving the people that are really nice to you. Forgiving the ones that really didn't talk about you. No. Forgiving one another. Even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. He has given his love and his blood so that we could be forgiven. The blood and forgiveness are inseparably tied together. You know, when you get a fever, it started and triggered by the blood. The blood's immune system. And it tries to fight that invading cell or that invading bacteria or that invading germ. And a fever, it doesn't feel good, does it? It doesn't. But really, it's going to bring a good result. There is also a spiritual immune system that can resist any attack on our spirit. It has to do with the blood of Jesus Christ. Here's what I think. Really what I know. If the blood of Jesus Christ could cover and forgive our sins against him, that blood can also help cover the sins against one another. Every one of us at one point in our life has violated somebody else or been violated by wrong words, wrong spirits. Those viruses can be overcome by the blood of the Lamb. That blood could stop a death angel. That blood can cleanse from all sin. That blood can stop sin. That blood can stop an accident. That blood can stop a tragedy. That blood can heal relationships and bring forgiveness. If Calvary's blood could forgive sins between here and there, it can cover mistreatment. It can cover ill motives. It can cover hurtful ways. I appeal to you, do not leave this day of November 1st with anything against anybody. With unforgiveness in your heart. Folks, there is too much going on in our world. We need one another. We need the love of one another. We need the forgiveness. Well, if they do, I will. Listen, forgiveness frees. Sometimes we're hesitant to forgive because we think, well, that's letting him off, let's letting her off. We're freeing them. No, it's really freeing us and them. It frees both. It frees both. I don't want to go to heaven whole and somebody else go in heaven limping because of some spiritual malady that I have created. God, help us, help us, help us. You know those Old Testament fathers at the Exodus that night when they were putting the blood on the doorpost? They had blood on their hands. But it was the right way to have blood on your hands. It's because they were sharing a lamb. It's because they were covering their family. Folks, listen. How we treat one another is very important. What we say about one another is very important. There's a potential of having blood on our hands because we have gossiped. There's a potential to have blood on our hands because we have criticized. There's a potential to have blood on our hands because we have wrongfully treated. We may have flew under the radar with it, but of course the Lord sees it all. The only blood we want on our hands is the blood that says, Jesus, I want you to cover my sin and cover my life. Jesus, I want you to cover my family. Jesus, I want you to cover the precious sheep and the precious church that I pastor, my brothers and sisters in the Lord. I'll just tell you today, we need blood all over APC. Woo! We need blood all over. We need the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood of forgiveness. His blood is in that immune system that helps us to forgive and to love and to not hold grudges or any kind of a bitterness. Oh God, I thank God for the love and unity of APC, but I also know that we are human and we need His blood and we need His word and we need His spirit. Thank God. I'm so glad the healing power of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something also, please. You can be a wounded healer. He was. Just because we're wounded at a time, that doesn't mean that we can't help to heal somebody else. Hey, doctors get colds. Some of them even have heart attacks and we still go to them. Right? It doesn't take away his ability because he endures a sickness. And just because you may have endured a hurt or you may have had a failure in your life spiritually where you have failed, whoo, you can be a wounded healer. Yes, there's a wound there. And now it's not an open wound anymore. It's a scar that reminds us. It's a scar that reminds us there is healing in the body. There is healing in his body. You know what? The wounds of Jesus became a revelation to doubting Thomas. Your past wounds and you going to minister to somebody can be a revelation. It can build faith like it did in Thomas's life. Do not exempt yourself because you feel like you have failed too much. Stand with me if you would, please. And follow Jesus. He was wounded. And he comes back to those very disciples, some of them that had betrayed, or some of them that had fled, rather, Peter. He comes right back to them and reveals himself to them. And he knew about Thomas's doubting, but he came right back. He came back to minister to people who had failed. Jesus didn't come for those that are whole. He put healing in the body because for all of us that have some kind of sickness. If you want to receive any form of healing from the Lord, would you just lift your hands, those of you that are here and those of you at home, just lift your hand. Your presence is here, Lord. You are the great physician. I know we use it sometimes as a trite little title. But Lord, you are great above all, and you are a doctor, you are a physician. There is a balm that you can administer. There is a healing salve. Anybody that needs to be forgiven of sin, go ahead and go in repentance right now. Oh, Lord, work in us. If you need the work of forgiveness, you know, it's easier to talk about the forgiveness of the Lord than it is to talk about our forgiveness. But, Lord, we need that in our life. Let it flow. Take the lid off of that alabaster box of forgiveness, oh, Lord. Oh, God, let repentance not only flow to you, but let repentance flow one to another. Help us to repent one to another. Help us to say those words, I'm sorry. Yes, 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 yes. I thank you. I thank you. I feel your safety, Lord. I feel your security. And you're going to work in us and you're going to speak to us, oh, Lord. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Would you just continue engaged in prayer right now? God, shut us in with you here. God, we want to hear. Ooh, we want to sense your will and your voice and your power and your healing. We open ourselves to you, Lord. We accept your healing. We accept your healing. We accept your healing. That's right. Go ahead. Accept his forgiveness. Don't be too hard on yourself. Don't try to administer your own salve or your own bandages. Infection can set in. But if you'll let the main doctor, if you'll let the Lord touch you right now. Yes. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The verse says, he comforts us in all our troubles so we can comfort others. Oh, he heals us with the expectation and this acceptance. They're going to be able to help somebody else heal. Aren't you glad God doesn't mark our sins and hold them against us? And we start making progress. He's not up there saying, now, wait a minute, remember what you did, you know. And tries to undercut us. He doesn't. Would you just thank the Lord for his healing right now? We've asked him, and let's just thank him, Lord. I'm glad that healing is in the body. I'm glad that healing is in the body. I'm glad that healing is in the body. Yes, yes, yes. I'm glad for you, Lord, that you are the head of this body. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. The healing that I will give is according to my timing. So do not try to rush past, but patiently allow the healing to come to your physical, to your emotional. And I am ready now to forgive you of any sin or any wrong. And I will take care of situations that you have prayed long about. Healing is already working in those matters, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I have the power to heal all disease and sickness. There is nothing that you have brought before me that I have not heard and that I am not working toward. I am working on your behalf, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for it, Lord. You give us healing. You give us healing in our grief. You give us healing in our sorrow. You give us healing in our physical pain. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Help us to trust your timing. Help us to trust your timing. Thank you, Lord.